Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
This is Donna, and this evening we are going to be talking about how to finish strong. All right, so today is Sunday, October 29th, 2023. We're broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. And again, we are doing our part two session of how seniors can finish strong. All right, so stay tuned. Since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway, I always want to start by just simply answering that question for the new listeners. And etiquette is just simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And, of course, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. And, of course, who we have to thank for this is Charles I and II of England, because with the rules of etiquette from the French court. And you know what? These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So kudos goes out to Charles I and II. All right, so once again, we are going to be talking about finishing strong. And I don't know if you were with us or not on, I believe it was October 1st when we did part one to this two-part series. And just in case you weren't, you will be able to go back and listen to the to that show in its entirety. And I would certainly suggest that you do that. It was a great, absolutely great episode that we did. And so we wanted to follow up and certainly do part two. And I want to bring on, first of all, he's definitely no stranger. He's co-hosted many, many shows and is also a senior. And I just want to bring him on. Pastor Williams, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Donna.
Happy Sunday to you.
And the same to you. Anxious
Thank
to hear
you.
What people have to say about finishing strong.
Absolutely, absolutely. I am as well. I know with Ken and Amanda Corley, guys, I told you a little bit about them last time they were on, the founders, directors of Wells of Hope International, and they are been married 54 years, and they have 2 children and 5 grandchildren. And they started out part one, and I'm going to just bring them on to see how they're doing. Hey, Ken and Amanda, how are you?
We're doing great. Doing
Hello,
great.
Donna. Hello.
Great. So great to have you all back. And, of course, you all can say hello, of course, to Pastor Williams, who is on co-hosting with us, and you guys even mentioned him in the last episode. So I thought it would be pretty cool to bring him on and have everybody on.
Yeah, we're so glad to be with him. He's one of our champions.
Absolutely. And so what I'm going to ask you to do, if you would, first of all, Ken, is just to, if you would be kind enough to do just somewhat of a recap of the episode that you guys did. And again, it was on the first, so it's about 4 weeks ago. And so for those who may not have had an opportunity to hear you, I would certainly like for them to be able to just kind of get an idea of what you talked about, you and Amanda. And I know that there were some additional points that you all wanted to cover and did not have an opportunity to cover those. But if I can say this real quick, I remember that when, of course, you know, I always like to do different various backstories, right? And so I kind of looked up who's considered a senior citizen and so on and so forth. And I know you, I remember you mentioning last week that, you know, people have different, they kind of say different things, right? And they have different ages, and they certainly did. They were, some were saying, you know, when you're 50, you're considered a senior citizen, or you're considered older. And then some say when you're 55, or, you know, Medicare may say when you're 62, or when you can collect Social Security. And so, you know, it's like there's so many different thoughts, I believe, on when you're actually a senior, or you become a senior citizen or a baby boomer. So so if you can kind of just kind of start there so people can really understand. I tried to put in the post. I didn't want them to confuse being a senior, like, you know, it's more, I guess, commonly heard as a senior citizen, if you will, instead of a senior in high school or college. So I wanted to make sure I made that differentiation so that people would really understand.
So, you know, we think about retirement. That's a change in people's lives and a transition for some folks. Now, I don't mind telling you that Amanda and I, she's 74, I'm 77. I'll let Brother Emmanuel tell you how old he is. Anyway, yeah. we carry a passion to encourage and to stir up people who are seniors or people who are retiring, and to just want, and I guess the word that's coming across to us at this point in our life, how do we mobilize people who are either approaching the senior years or they're in the senior years, or but so many of them, as we said a couple of weeks ago, have an excellent opportunity to influence, inspire, and impact this generation. You know, we're living at a time where there's events going on in the world that people just are very uncertain of the future. We're privileged to live at a time where I believe we're seeing prophecies fulfilled. And the idea of retiring and going and enjoying vacations in different places around the country and just settling back like some folks are looking forward to after they retire, I really feel like that we are to be mobilizing. There's two categories of people who are seniors. There's those that are out there. They're not Christians. They're just in the world. They want to have a good life. They've got money to retire. But then there's those of us who are Christians, and we see that eternity is ahead. How do we invest our life? How do we mobilize? How do we get active? How do we stay current? So many seniors feel like they've been set aside, they've been ignored, or that they're over the hill, and we want to dispel that. We just want to leave them with some inspiration that that God has a plan. And one of the scriptures that we focus on is Psalms 92, verse 12 through 14. It says, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing." Now, to me, that is how we should look and see ourselves as Christians and as those who are active and engaged in the work of the kingdom. One of the statements we made was that some folks get ready to die, and they realize that they've never really lived. We want to emphasize that aging can be a blessing. Those of you who are seniors out there that are listening to what we're saying, aging can be a blessing. You've had experiences. You have encountered things in life that can contribute to blessing and ministering to this generation. You may be handicapped. You may be in a wheelchair. You may be in a place where you can't get it. There are things that God can do and do through you that he wants to use to impact people around you. And I think that's kind of where we want to talk tonight. I know there's a lot of folks that will have questions about being, perhaps they feel alone, they've been ignored by family and children, and what do I do with my life? Well, I believe that God has a word for you. And I think as Pastor Emmanuel and Amanda and I share with you, we want to encourage you that there is a place for you in the kingdom and for you to see that your dreams, that dream that's in your heart, that desire that's in your heart, that God wants it to be fruitful. That's what you hear in that verse. It said they shall bear fruit in their old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. So that's the type of individual that I believe that we want to be as we go into heaven, as we face our eternal reward. So that's just a couple of thoughts, Donna, that come back to me from our previous conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and everybody, I have to apologize because you all know that when I get excited, I just jump right in. And today is no different. I did not give you our phone number. And, of course, you know you're always invited to join the conversation live. You can call 516-418-5894. 516-418-5894. And you can, you know, certainly join the conversation. I am hearing some feedback. Guys, I'm not sure exactly where that's coming from. I always want to make sure that we have the clearest connection possible so that our listeners can be able to hear. Let me ask you, Ken, are you guys on a speakerphone maybe or more than one line, because I'm getting a lot of feedback.
We are on a speakerphone. Amanda's going to another room to see if there might be some interference there. We'll try to check that out.
Okay. That'll be great, because, again, I want to make sure that everybody has, that everybody can actually hear, because I think it may, and sometimes when that happens is that you may also be streaming or have another line open. And then you're able to hear, and of course we have about a 2 second differential, so that's what causes the feedback.
Has it improved
well
at this point?
Right now, as I'm as I'm talking right now, I cannot hear that feedback at this moment.
Okay, I think it perhaps was another phone. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And so, so guys, yes, you can certainly feel free to join the conversation. We're talking about seniors. I mean, if you're a senior, and I'm sure you have advice and wisdom and that we all want to be able to share. And also, I do want to say that we did receive some questions. We will be addressing those questions before the end of this show. And I certainly do appreciate when you guys do send us questions and you call us. And so I'm going to let you go ahead, Ken, if you would, and just kind of start with the first point, and then we'll kind of go back and forth. We're going to go to the phones as well. Callers, I do see you, and thank you so much. And we're going to be coming to you just shortly so that we can hear what you would like to share as well. But I do want to let Ken go ahead and share his first point.
Yeah, I'd like to just talk about perhaps four ways, and of course this is not, you know, an exhaustive set of ideas, but there's a couple of points here that I think that we should think about when it comes to being used of the Lord as a senior. We've got to have purpose, number one. You know, retirement, it can be the end of something or it can be the beginning of something. I know that when I was freed up for my future, when my company let me go back in 2008, I thought, well, what can I do with my life and how can I devote this to the Lord? And Amanda and I began to think deeply, and it had been in our imagination for a number of years about providing clean water. And so we didn't have the money. We didn't have a nonprofit. We didn't know what the government required, but we just had to start. And I'll tell you that became a purpose in our life. And now 15 years later, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of wells in Africa, and now we're into India, and we're able to do that through family and friends and those that support us. But it was something, it was a dream in our heart. And I want to say that again, don't waste a dream that you've had tucked away. Don't take your dreams, your ideas, and your plans to the grave with you. Just believe that God wants to, he wants to take that dream or that thought, that imagination in your heart, and use it for his kingdom. So God has a purpose in everything that he has created, and he has a purpose in your life. So God is all about purpose, and he has a purpose for each one of us. So as we think about how we can be mobilized, how that we can find meaning in our life today, we've got to think, now what's my purpose going to be? What is it that I can do to meet a need, to address an issue, to be a part of something? Sometimes we feel like, you know, our children don't come to see us, that our friends are not around. There's a lot of folks on the streets out there that need a friend. There's a lot of neighbors that need some attention. And even the smallest things that we do, you know, when you think about water, we can do without oil, but you can't do without water. Water grows gardens. Water revitalizes a village. And so just giving the simple cup of water in the name of Jesus has meant so much. So that was our purpose. That was one of our purposes. And now we're thinking about other things with the time that we have left. So you've got to have purpose. And I don't know if that's just going to provoke some calls or if Donna, that would be something that you would want to delve into a little bit deeper.
Absolutely. I want to go ahead and see if we can pick up a couple of callers and let them kind of get in on the conversation as well. I'm pretty sure that Pastor Williams probably has some information that he would like to share regarding what you just said as well. And I know you all have a passion for, you know, for serving and helping others, and which is it's just absolutely amazing. Pastor Williams, are you still here?
I'm still here.
Oh, okay, and I just, you know, wanted to see if you wanted to kind of chime in on
well,
what Ken...
I would affirm what Pastor Ken has already commented upon about purpose. because I think that is the key for those individuals who are facing retirement, is to have some concept of what it is they want to do or they feel the Lord wants them to do in when they enter into that phase of their life. A year before I retired from the Army, I began thinking about, okay, what is it that I am going to do? What is going to be my vocation following retirement? And in that time period, I also sensed that the Lord wanted me to go into some form of ministry. It was not clear what exactly that would look like, but I soon determined that I would have to have preparation. I would have to have training in some form of vocation. And so I then took the steps to enroll in seminary and spent the first 3 years of my retirement in seminary. And then that in turn led to another educational opportunity, which resulted in me entering into the chaplaincy program and serving as a chaplain at Georgia Baptist Hospital from 1985 up to 2002. And then secondly, serving as a chaplain with the Assemblies of God headquarters from 2002 to 2009. Again, I would say having a goal or having an understanding what you want to do beforehand and then starting to make preparations to enter into that field are very key to pursuing your goals after you retire.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Pastor Williams, for that. And so we are certainly, you know, we're hearing about the purpose. And I want to, I'm going to come to the phones. We're going to just kind of get everyone involved here in this conversation. I'm going to identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. You will know at that time that I am referring to you. And you can, you know, at that time you can share. So it's 0478. The last four digits are 0478. Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Okay, so we may circle back if time permits. We'll try to circle back. All right, so if you would, Ken, because I know that you do have several points you want to make. If you could go ahead and you can make your next point, that would be great.
So having purpose is critical. Having some idea, as Pastor Emmanuel Williams said, that as you get ready to retire, what do I do after I retire? Or how is it that I am to be involved in the kingdom? How is it that God wants to use me? Having purpose, well, you're going to need to ask yourself, well, what gifts do I have? Now that we know there's the gifts of the Spirit, and there's various gifts spoken of in the New Testament, but I believe that there, those of you out there, that you've been gifted in different ways. And Ephesians, the second chapter in the 10th verse says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So can you believe that God has a plan, that God has a record in heaven of what he wants you to accomplish on this earth? And I think he gives us that privilege of asking him, questioning him, about the things that he has prepared for you to do. Now, that gives me a assurance. So along with purpose, I say, prove your gift. What is the gift that God wants to use in your life? What is it, one person said, what is it that makes you sing? You know, whatever you enjoy doing and whatever you're good at, God doesn't cast it by the wayside. When it came to feeding 5,000 people, at one time that he was concerned about, he took a little boy's fish and a little bit of bread and he multiplied it. He asked Moses, he said, what's in your hand? When he told him to go and deliver the people, the Hebrews that were slaves in Egypt. It was a staff. He started off with a staff. So God has placed gifts inside of your life. Everyone that's listening to us right now, you're gifted in some way. So how do you explore, how do you find that gift? Once you begin to get a sense as to what you would like to do, whether it's to meet a need, whether it is to participate, support, give toward, the main thing is that once you begin to identify with it, start. Well, I might fail. Yes, you might fail, but fail forward. Keep moving forward. As you heard Pastor just say that he started off with one idea about teaching, and the next thing you know, it took him on a journey where he eventually wound up at headquarters as the head chaplain, and that wasn't even in his plan. But God takes that which is in our hand, that which we dedicate, what we put in his hands, start. So have purpose. Prove what your gift is by begin to exercising that gift, getting it out there. I'm going to ask Amanda if she'd like to jump in and add anything to that.
Thank you. I would. It is, I think, important to finish strong is that we have some scriptures that encourage us that we can go to, because we can get discouraged, want to quit or give up, and we want to hold fast to our faith. I am encouraged by the verse that says, "He is the author and the finisher of our faith." And finishing strong means we stay faithful right up to the end. So keeping our faith strong and receiving grace, there is grace to grow older from God. He gives us strength. And we can look to him and to the word for strength for our days. But finishing strong, there's a starting. And I love the song that you played on at the beginning, referring to a race. And what runner comes and sees the finish line and then just sits down and quits running and not finish the race? I like to think of it more than just my own personal race, but it is a relay race. And as we transition to the next point about the next generation, finishing strong can be, I have run my race, and I can pass that baton on to the next generation, passing my faith, passing my legacy on to my children and my grandchildren, and knowing that I have finished my course that the Lord gave me. And it is something that we can pray for, Donna and Brother Emmanuel, as we ask God to show us, Lord, what is your vision for my life? What are the good works that you've prepared for me to do? It can become a prayer request in asking God. And then each day, I love the verse that says, whatever you do, you do it to the glory of God. And that can simply come down to loving God and loving others. And what would that look like in the good works that I would do from day to day?
Sometimes there's bad circumstances, and we feel like, you know, we'll blame it on the devil, or we'll blame it on our weakness, or we'll blame it on this or that. But I had a very good friend. I used to be a probation officer in downtown Atlanta in Fulton County. And this brother came over and met me when I first started work, and he wanted to introduce himself. He knew I was a Christian, and he wanted to be my brother. So for years we communicated and walked side by side. But by the time he was 80-something years old, he passed away from different problems he had. But every time he had a difficulty in his life, whether it was the announcement that he had a different disease, or he had a heart attack, or he had cancer, the thing that he said was, God, what do you want to do with this? What do you want to do with this issue? Now, we could blame God for the source of the problem. We could come against the devil or whatever. But the word says that God will cause all things to work together for good to them that love him and are called, and we're all called, according to his purposes. God, what do you want to do with this? I've started off, it doesn't look good, but tell me how you want to use this for your glory. Every day that we get up is a gift. This is a day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad there in it. Tomorrow morning the sun's going to rise. We're going to have a day ahead of us. How do we use the next 12 hours? How do we use that for the glory of God? It could be at the grocery store talking to someone in line. I think I shared it last time that whenever I meet the clerk at the end of the line and I'm paying my bill, I say a blessing over them. I just say, may the Lord bless you, may he keep you, may his face shine upon you and give you peace. Sometimes they look at me, and I've had certain ones that say, I needed that today. Well, it's a way that we can plant seeds. God, how do you want to use this day? How do you want to use this problem? I see where we are as a nation right now, like we've come up on a car wreck, and we're looking at a disaster in front of us, and we pull over to the side. We can sit there and stare at that wreck and say, that was so unfortunate. I wonder how that happened. I wonder if there was someone that was an alcoholic. I wonder what happened. You can sit there and stare at the circumstances, or you can step out of your car, begin to help the traffic to be aware of what's ahead of them. You can call 911. You can go to the car and ask, how can I be of assistance? You can be available. So as we look at the wrecks in front of us, as we look at the problems, we need to ask God, who's there present with us and in us, Lord, what do you want to do with this? I don't like what I see. I don't feel good about it, but I know that you're in the middle of this thing. What do you want to do about this? Help me. Help me with this.
Okay, and guys, in case you are just joining us, thank you. You're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking about seniors and how we can finish strong. And this is not really just only for seniors. It's how we can all finish strong, because I'm sure that we all have, that thought of wanting to do that. So we're just talking about some ways that we can do this. And we have quite a bit of show to go. I did extend this show out knowing that we were going to have quite a bit of participation and wanting to make sure that all of the points are going to be covered on this evening. I do want to see if I can pick up a couple of other callers. I do see you on the line. Let's see. I will identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. And this first one is 7834. The last four digits of the number is 7834. 7834. Okay. And let's see here. Give me one moment. All right. So I'm going to go to the next one. It is 2611. The last four digits is 2611. 2611. Okay. Alrighty, let me try to see if I can pick up one more, and if time permits, we may try to circle back to you. I know that oftentimes people cannot necessarily or are unable to stream for any reason, and so they will just kind of call and listen, which is perfectly fine. So. Not a problem whatsoever. Let's see. The last four digits of this number is 0478. The last four digits, 0478. Hello.
I was thankful, really, for what Brother Corley was sharing about, as we walk by the day, just those situations we come across. There's sometimes where I've been in the store, in the market, and run across a situation where folks either reacted a certain way or to their situation, and the Holy Spirit was just really giving me a word to share of encouragement, just stopping there and
you know, like, this might be a little better way to go through this. And to encourage them and pray with them. I just say that because I don't know that I have like big leadership skills. It's just some of the situations, the mistakes I've made in my life when I see somebody going that route of really wanting to say, hey, you don't have to go that way. There's a better way. Thank you. So I'm mostly listening at this point.
Well, you know, I think what you're contributing there about your words, just how critical that is. It's just amazing how a word spoken in due season, the Bible says, a word spoken in due season is as apples of gold and pitchers of silver. That the power of words. I often have had a waitress or a waiter serving us, and I always ask them before we bless our food, is there anything that we can pray about? And invariably, mm-hmm. they want to contribute. They want to share something that they would like for us to remember them about. But then I felt, you know, to go further and to say to them, I believe that God's got something even better for you than what you're doing right now. And some folks have given mm-hmm. up. They just feel like they're stuck on a job. They're stuck in a situation. But the Lord says he's come to give us life and to give it to us abundantly. And so our words spoken at the right time can be, it can be water in a dry land. So never underestimate the power of your words. You know, we walk through the grocery store, as you mm-hmm. say, and often we pass each other like ghosts. We ghost people. We don't acknowledge them. We don't smile at them. But it's interesting to me how that whenever I address someone in line like that, that how they respond. It's like you're noticing them. You're giving them attention. And so I think that our words are very important. Wouldn't you say that's true, Brother Emmanuel?
And I would affirm that we need to be sensitive, as I heard Phoebe speaking, be sensitive to what the Spirit will prompt us to say to individuals, and knowing that we become channels of information for those poor people who are seeking answers to their own personal issues. So.
Great comment.
God uses us in many different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great comments. And really, you know, not to really have any second thoughts about, you know, whether you should, you know, say something to this person or not. If you're, you know, if the Lord just kind of drops in your spirit to, you know, say something to them, then it's okay, because sometimes we will second guess ourselves. And generally when that happens, you know, it's almost like a missed opportunity. And so oftentimes, you know, we have to be intentional. I know what I do, I make an intentional effort to do daily is just, you know, during my prayer and meditation time, I'll say, Lord, and I'll even journal it, you know, show me who you would have me to speak a word of kindness to or to encourage on today. And then, you know, being intentional about that. And if you stay in that, you know, that mindset, then I'm telling you, he will certainly bring somebody across your path,
right?
Because you have asked, you know, him to do that. And so we have to always, you know, make sure that we kind of stay focused to that and hone in on that. And guys, what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to pick up this great conversation. I am just so, you know, excited about the conversation. And I know that there are many that are being encouraged this evening. And, of course, it's not too late for you to join the conversation as well. Okay, so we will be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Have you secured your copy of the book, What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley. Key strategies for building successful working relationships. This handy reference guide empowers you with tips to sharpen your etiquette tools, such as how to conduct successful meetings, how to connect with your customers, how to walk into any room with confidence and poise, and mastering the art of networking, only to name a few. Whether you are a student, CEO, entrepreneur, contractor, business owner, or employee, you'll want to add this resource to your library. Go to courteouspublications.com, that's C-O-U-R-T-E-O-U-S, publications.com, click on books, and click the What is Business Etiquette Anyway photo, and secure your copy today. What is Business Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley.
There's something you can do right now that will ease the pain of arthritis in years to come. By remembering the Arthritis Foundation in your will, you can help us find ways to stop this serious, often crippling disease, a disease that affects one in every seven Americans. Call the Arthritis Foundation at 1-800-283-7800. 1-800-283-7800. It's time we took arthritis seriously.
Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com.
Have you ever dreamed of becoming an author? You've wanted to write a book but are not sure of how to get started? Or perhaps you want to write a book but you hate writing? The truth is, most of us have information and testimonials inside of us that need to be shared. Did you know that reading about your story can possibly change the trajectory of someone's life for the good? People are waiting and needing to be guided, directed, inspired, and encouraged. And this can happen just from reading your story. CourteousPublications.com can help you write your book and get it out. We offer virtual workshops and one-on-one coaching sessions. And if you don't want to write it yourself, we can write it for you. For more information, go to CourteousPublications.com. That's CourteousPublications.com, CourteousPublications.com. Or you can send an email to courteouspublications1@gmail.com. We help want-to-be authors write books.
Hello, parents. Do you have school-aged children or know someone who does? Listen up. Miss Donna has worked with youth and parents, building confidence and self-esteem for over 30 years. She is a John Maxwell Certified Master Level Trainer and Coach, as well as a Certified Disc Trainer. Since numerous parents have asked Donna for advice regarding their children and teens, during this challenging time, she is offering special coaching sessions right now. Participating in these sessions will help your youth to become more inspired and motivated during the pandemic and beyond. Testimonial. Sarai Blue says, Miss Donna's training motivated, uplifted, and encouraged my children. Ages 5, 9, and 15, and they are excited and feeling confident again. If you are interested or know someone who is, quickly go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Click coaching, then contact, and complete requested info, or send an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. msdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Hurry, space is limited.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
You gotta have endurance, 'cause it's a marathon. I was born, shown up to win, in pursuit with faith, until the end. I'm going to have a
strong faith,
because I have
strong faith.
I'm going to have a
All right, we are back, and we are talking about how seniors can finish strong, and it is not too late for you to join our conversation, 516-418-5894. Also, I do see messages, and we're certainly going to address your messages. Thank you so much. We normally end at 9 p.m., but no worries. We have extended our time out this evening, wanting to make sure that we're able to cover all the points that, you know, would like to be shared, in addition to being able to answer your calls and your questions. And what I wanted to do, I want to go ahead and read one question here. And it says, my name is Felicia, and I have been retired for 3 years. I have one daughter and been taking care of my grandkids, but since they are in college, I don't hear from them much. I speak with their mom occasionally. I would like to feel needed, but don't always. I wish my kids would contact me more often, but don't. What advice would you give me? I am 72. Thanks, Ms. Donna, for your show. And thank you, Felicia, for that question.
You know, my thoughts about that, Ms. Donna, is that we've got too much good stuff to keep to ourselves. We've got a lot of love. We've got a lot of thoughts. We've got a lot of things that we can do for those that will receive what we have. I know that there's a parable in the New Testament that talks about how that certain folks were invited to the table of the Lord, and they went out and they invited them, and this person said, well, I've either gotten a new wife, or I've got this to do, and we can't make it. And the servant came back and reported to the master of the house. He says, well, they can't come. Well, then he sends them back out again, and he compels them to go out in the highways and the byways so that his table might be full. God has too much invested in us for us to cry and to feel rejected because certain people that we love don't receive the love that we've got. Too many desperate people, too many dry hearts out there, too many hurting people that would love to be at your table. And my encouragement is that you go out and you open up that table, that chair, that plate, and invite ones that need it to come in. A lot of us as seniors, we're losing friends over time that we grew up with, went to college with, served with, and they're in the presence of God. Go out and make new friends rather than trying to hold on to the past. So as much as we would love for our family and our children and our grandchildren to give us attention, there's too much in us that God has given us that's valuable that he would say, go out into the highways, go out into the byways, go wherever I'm going to lead you. I want you to share. I want you to give so that my house can be full, that there can be meat at my table. So that's my first thoughts, Ms. Donna.
Beautiful. Pastor, did you want to add anything to that as well for Felicia?
Okay, he may have stepped away. We'll check back with him.
Do you hear me?
See if, oh, okay, now we can. Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was just continue on with what Brother Ken was saying with respect to this question about this woman who had not had the contact with her grandchildren that she desires. I would encourage her to write to them and indicate her desire for a closer relationship. And then at least she has taken the initiative and made known her desires, and then it's up to the grandchild to respond. In the meantime, I would also consider looking at what other opportunities or avenues of activity I could become involved in. After I retired the second time from chaplaincy, I found my way to the church and now serve in a volunteer capacity at the church as pastoral care pastor. And so I would say to this woman, if she is connected with a church, to inquire as to what volunteer positions might she be able to serve in. And in that way, be able to be active and to feel like that she is of value to the community in which she lives.
Thank you so much for that. And, of course, you know, guys, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We are talking about seniors and how seniors, how important it is for seniors to continue on strong, and you are certainly needed. And I'm just delighted to have this conversation this evening because, you know, my hope is always that when you listen to this show, whatever topic we're talking about, that you will be inspired and certainly encouraged, okay? I'm going to read another one. It says, Ms. Donna, thank you for discussing this show regarding seniors. My parents are in their 80s, and they do not want to do anything. They are in good health, but they don't seem interested in anything except watching TV. How can my siblings and I get them to go out of the house and keep living? We are afraid they are going to get sick because they do nothing. We live in Florida. Thank you. Okay, so would certainly like to hear some feedback from these wonderful panelists here about that. Getting the seniors to go outside.
You know, I find sometimes asking questions is a powerful thing. Jesus asked a lot of questions. And these parents, I'm sure, their experience in life growing up, they've got a lot to say. And I think it would be good to encourage them, if they're going to sit, is to ask them some pertinent questions. Now, I know Brother Williams and I, we have had an opportunity to put together a short book, each of us, where questions were asked of us. What was your Christmas like? What was it like, you know, what foods did you prefer? There's so much inside of these seniors that could be shared, that if you ask them these questions and get the grandchildren and others involved in asking those questions, they need to be stimulated. You know, as we get older, yeah. we slow down. Our blood doesn't flow as rapidly as it should, but there's some things that still get us excited. And if they could just find some ways to get them to respond to questions about their past life and help them to understand how important it is to hear from them. Now, I may have mentioned this the last time we were on, that Amanda's mother was 101 when she passed. And so one day I asked her, I said, Mom Lee, I said, what is it that you would pass on to this next generation? What would you, what's one of the things that you would share? And she paused for a minute and she says, every day I choose to be happy. Now, this is a person approaching 100 years old when I asked the question, but she had a whole lot of things that she could be disturbed about that she didn't like, but she said, I made a choice. I choose to be happy. Well, then I asked her on another occasion, as we would call her on the telephone and have a conversation, I said, what can we pray with you about tonight? And she thought for a minute, and she said, I just want to please Jesus. Now, both of those responses were powerful, but we had to ask the question. We had to get that out of her. And so perhaps in asking questions of those parents could get some of the some of the reasons why they're doing what they're doing, and even get some valuable wisdom and experience that they can share that could be written down. What would you pass on? I mean, you can only get so much information on a tombstone, but if you could get them to begin to be to converse and to talk, maybe Zoom call with them. Get the family together and Zoom call with them and get let them know that we're interested in you, your past, and your thoughts, and what you would share with us, how you could encourage us. I mean, that's a pretty sorry existence, I mean, to sit in front of a TV, but I know there's a lot of folks, that's how they spend their life. But that's one of the thoughts that I have.
Yeah, okay. That would be my recommendation, Brother Kim. At least to provide some means of motivation to these couples. Some people have already made up their mind that all they're going to do in their late years is watch television, and I mean that's unfortunate, but some people see that as an achievement, or that they are entitled to do just that. They're retired, so they feel that they have a right to spend their time the way that they want to, even if it is unproductive. And so for close family members, I know I can understand this being a challenge. And the only thing you can do is to use your initiative to make suggestions to them. Maybe arrange, take them on a trip to something that is pertinent, relevant to senior citizens. Maybe take them to a senior citizen club and have them just observe what is going on at the senior citizen center. To see if that could spark something, or maybe provide them with literature or advertisements about senior activities in the locality where they're living. Again, yes, it requires an effort on your part, but where you see the seniors just sitting back and saying, this is the way I'm going to spend my time, It will be necessary for you to come up and to use your own initiative to provide them with a stimulus. As I said, maybe taking them to a senior citizen center or sending them information about senior activities in their locality, and then following up to see if you can help them get started in something. So. That would be my approach. That was never my, I didn't have to do that because my mother lived to be 97, and up until she was 95, she was going to church, and every time the doors opened, that was the way that she spent her time. And she felt that now that she's reached that particular age, this is a good time to serve the Lord and be useful to the church community. So, but that's what about the grandparents not having a desire. They lack motivation. And when a person lacks motivation, then you have to be creative in how you can bring them into situations whereby they at least observe some other seniors and see what they're doing. And that might be what is needed to bring them out of their resistance and want to do something worthwhile with their life.
Thank you. Wow, we are just giving some really, really great wisdom, actually, and that's something else that's very important. Knowing that you sit with a senior, and I even suggested that in a post before, because I always like to post kindness thoughts. And so one of the kindness thoughts that I posted in the past, which I think is just so interesting. And it's a, you know, along what we're talking about, go and spend some time with the seniors. You know, when they become seniors, you know, you've gathered so much wisdom. And so to be able to go and sit and spend some uninterrupted time with the senior, and uninterrupted means, you know, not on your phone or continuing taking messages and things of that nature, is to just sit and spend some time with them. And you can ask them some questions. And most seniors will certainly, they'll be more than happy to answer any questions. And you will see that they do have so much wisdom. Here's another question. It says, I'm truly excited about your topic, encouraging seniors. Okay, this was from the first show. I will make sure when the Corleys are on again, I will make sure my dad is listening. Thanks, Ms. Donna, Donovan and Alpharetta. Okay, so great, Donovan, and certainly hope that you are listening. Again, here is another one that I see. It says, Donna, I am so grateful for this show. Myself and senior group are listening, and we are so encouraged. Thank you, Cynthia and friends. Well, Cynthia and friends, thank you so much for listening. Just so excited. And so, guys, she has her, the senior group is listening, which is, it's just a great idea. And for those of you who may not have had an opportunity to invite others to listen, please certainly, since our shows are all archived, you'll be able to go back and click on the same link to the show and share. You can just forward out the link and share with your groups. That would be just such a wonderful act of kindness to be able to do that. I did see a note here also asking, what is the scripture that Amanda mentioned? And so I'm not sure. I know she did mention a script. Well, she quoted a scripture, but she did not mention what the actual scripture was. And so I know Amanda is still on as well. And if you could pull that particular scripture that you mentioned earlier on, that would be great for this person. And, of course, you know, when we do mention scriptures, it is a great idea for us to go back and just kind of take a look at that scripture and see exactly what it says or it means to us in particular. And if
I think I probably just in conversation referred to more than one, but the one was Galatians 6:9. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. 2 Timothy 4:7, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have remained faithful. That was a couple.
Yeah, 2 Timothy 4:7, and the other one was Galatians 6:9,
about not giving up, reaping a reward if we don't give up, but becoming weary in doing good. Mm-hmm. So we had talked about the good works, that the Lord prepared in advance, and not that we can become weary if we don't see the results that we're expecting or the purpose, if God's led us to do something or some good works that we're doing, you're like, what's the use? But, like, don't give up because there will be a harvest. That's a couple. One that I would like to share that I don't think has been brought out yet was from Isaiah 40, 28 through 31. Again, talking about becoming weary, growing tired and weary. And it says, even youth, the young people, even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary, and they will walk and not be faint. So he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And that was the other one I referred to. I'm not sure. Maybe that's Philippians 1:6. And I am certain that God, who began the good work within you, will continue his work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns.
Great, great scriptures. Thank you so much, Amanda. And guys, yes, you are still hearing us live. We knew that this show would go over in the regular amount of time, and we certainly wanted to make sure that before we completed this show, we have addressed all your questions and comments, and thank you, and you can keep them coming. Here's one that says, I am retiring in 2024 and feel like God is calling me to the ministry, but I feel like I'm too old to start something new. I'm 70. I'm interested in what your panelists think about about my age. My name is Crawford in Louisiana. Crawford, thank you so much for that. So, yeah, we will we'll ask the panel if they feel that starting at 70 is too old. So who wants to tackle that first?
Well, Caleb went.
I was 70, in my early 70s, when I took the job with the Assemblies of God headquarters. When they called and asked if I would take this position, I asked them, what about my age? And they said, that's no problem. And I was in my early 70s. And so I worked until it was necessary for me to stop, and that was in order to take care of my wife, who was ill. And so the point I would make is that the point I would make is if you sense a call, you have a desire, you can at least begin to take courses either online or in person to help give you a biblical knowledge and a background. I would also certainly want to talk with my pastor and determine if there is some role that you could fill at the church that you attend, if in fact you do attend church, because usually most churches are always looking for somebody to volunteer, and or also if, for example, if you do attend the church, are you currently a Sunday school teacher? And if not, then one thing that you could do would be to prepare yourself to become a Sunday school teacher. Or so there are roles probably within your reach, within your community, that you could fulfill in order to, in response to this prompting that you are experiencing about going into the ministry. But, yes, certainly I would want to talk with my pastor. That would be a starting point. And then I would say you could also explore online the various educational programs that are available that you could take advantage of in order to provide some background in what it is that you want to do.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. And then we'll see what Ken and Amanda also may want to share as well.
Yeah. I've heard someone say, you know, age is just a number.
And
you know, if
you've
got, if you've got energy, you've got strength, you've got dreams, go for it.
Yeah.
Another person said, if you'll just throw your heart over the fence, everything else will follow. And whatever is in your heart that you give to God and you've got the strength to do it. Caleb was 80 years old. A great deal of the land had been conquered, but there was a location that he wanted to take. And he went to Moses and he said, I want this mountain. And he submitted, he appealed to Moses for his opinion. And Moses says, thou art well able. Thou art well able. So I think the word of God is what will encourage us. We need a rhema word. We need a encouraging word from God no matter what our age is. If you're young, Timothy was young, but Paul spoke into his life and he said, let no man despise your youth. Well, let no man or woman despise your age. And don't you despise your age. Just say, I've got strength. I want to accomplish this. So just throw your heart over the fence and everything else will follow. Amanda's mother, she got married again at age 89. Now, that's not for everybody. You don't have to be married to somebody to enjoy a social life. And for that group that's out there together as a social group tonight, you're enjoying each other, but you don't have to be living under the same roof. You don't have to be married to the person. You can enjoy people's fellowship. So I think we have to get a different perspective and stop allowing, I just turned 62, and that being a barrier or that beginning of something. It says that when Moses, the Lord decided to take him, and God numbers our days, he knows our days. It says his strength had not abated. He was ready to go on into the promised land. He couldn't because of a failure, and God would not allow him. And so, but God took him, but it said his strength had not abated. So give what you have to the Lord and know that it's in his hands. He can do what he wants to with it, but don't allow numbers and people and opinions. And we just need to stop apologizing. Sometimes we apologize for our age. We apologize for the things that we do, and sometimes we're even as old as we are, we make mistakes. But we learn those things that we don't want to do the next time by taking a chance, by taking risk. And so it kind of goes in, Donna, with the next point. We said the first point was for ways to finish strong. Number one is to purpose, have a purpose. Number two is prove your gifts. Prove what your gift is, but you can't prove your gift until you begin to exercise it. You begin to reach out to find out if this is truly a gift that God wants to use. The third thing is plant encouraging seeds every day in some way. I'm using the P as a way to remember this. Purpose, prove, plant encouraging seeds every day. As pastor's been saying, volunteer, give, take risk, write. I think it's good, as you, I think you do, Donna, is to journal. Sit down and write out your aspirations and your dreams. Put it down on paper. Get it out of your head. Get it down on paper. Review it. Exercise. That's one thing. We feel like sometimes that we're ready for this journey, but this body of ours, it gets weak and tired, and we need to strengthen these muscles, and we need to build up our respiratory system and get some oxygen flowing. So just exercising every day is one way that we can finish strong. And so don't let age be a barrier or an obstacle. No matter how old you get, God can use you right where you are.
Thank you so much for that. I'm looking at another one. This one says, Ms. Donna, I heard Ken and Amanda say they are in their 70s. What age is Pastor Williams? He started a new chapter at 70.
Tell her I'm 92, and I'm still going.
Okay, he's 92 and still going. And I remember that Ken made mention of that last week. Do you remember what you said about Pastor Williams last week? On the last show.
Oh yeah, about going to Cuba. He was my roommate. He kept me up at night talking. And whenever we'd go out to eat, going down the street, he walked military gait, and we had to kind of trot along to keep up with him. And then whenever we got back to the hotel, we'd be standing there at the elevator waiting to go up, and he'd take the stairs. So he was embarrassing everybody and just going on with life. And so, you know, he's unique in a lot of ways, and he's a blessing. I'm going to his 100th birthday.
Praise God. I hope I don't have to get out of the grave to see it.
I mean, you won't. You won't. Yeah. Still talking about. So, yeah, so when you guys talk about age, you know, just a number, it's just basically, you know, how you feel and what you're doing. And if you're continuing to just be very active, or if you're preferring to be more, you know, sedentary and just kind of, you know, kick back and watch TV. But yeah. So guys, thank you all so much. This has been a wonderful conversation. I did want to... I just want to just kind of ask anybody, I want to bring on Amanda first and just see if you have any just parting words, because we're going to go ahead and close out, and just wanted to see if you had anything you wanted to leave with our audience, Amanda.
Thank you, Donna. I would encourage everyone to be a lifelong learner. New hobbies. Ken's mother took piano lessons in her 70s and learned to play the piano, enjoyed having her grandchildren around her and singing. Personal development. You know, in Georgia, you can go back to school for free. So new interests, new skills. This senior center, community centers, they offer computer classes. I have a friend who did that when she retired and has learned how to use a computer. A lot of activities, trips, travel. We can have a quality of life in for ourselves and for others and for the Lord. And we do look to the Lord for each day. We thank him. We have so many friends, Miss Donna, who have not lived to the age that I will be celebrating. Just in a few weeks, I will be celebrating my 75th birthday. And I call it happy birthdays when somebody refers to age. It's happy birthdays. I tell that to my dentist when we talk about my teeth. It's happy birthdays, and I'm very thankful for the life that the length of life and days that the Lord's given me. I do want to finish strong. I do want to have fruit and be fruitful in these last days and remain faithful. And we just pray a blessing over each one listening and who will listen to this blog program in the future, that be encouraged in your life and live it to the fullest. He knows the number of our days, and we're going to live out our days to glorify God and rejoicing and finishing strong.
Thank you so much, Amanda. And Ken, if you could take a couple minutes and, you know, give some parting words, then we're going to go to Pastor Williams to kind of close us out a little.
Okay. We're talking about four ways to finish strong. We said have a purpose, prove your gift by starting. We're talking about planting, encouraging seeds every day in some way, volunteering, giving, taking risks, writing, exercising. And then are you willing to plant a seed to grow a tree that you won't eat the fruit of it? There may be things that you're doing that you're not going to see the fruit of it in your lifetime. You may be, you may pass away before you see the full benefit of what you're investing now. But we as believers, as members of the kingdom, we need to be willing to plant a seed to grow a tree that we might not eat the fruit of. But the fourth P here is pray. I believe more than anything else right now in my life, prayer is the most important thing for me to finish strong. I have to be walking with God every day. I have to be desiring more of Him. I haven't experienced all from the Lord that I want to in my relationship with Him. So prayer is important. But it's not about praying about my needs, praying about this, praying about that. It's not like God doesn't know what I need. It's not like He doesn't know what my requests are. It says He knows even before we ask. But what I think about in prayer is being able to listen. Find time to sit in the presence of God and to listen and to allow Him to speak into your life in review, in reflection. You know, that's the purpose of the Sabbath. The purpose of the Sabbath is to look back on the past week. It means that you look up unhindered. It means that you look ahead as to what the week will hold. Well, as you sit in prayer and listen to God, heaven's got something to say to us. It's not a one-way conversation. So have a purpose, prove your gifts, plant something every day, but build a prayer life that's going to keep you strong. Prayer makes such a difference in our life, and I just feel the need for that more and more every day, Donna, and thank you so much for allowing us to share these thoughts with our friends in the public arena.
My pleasure, and I appreciate you all. And we're going to let Pastor Williams, we're going to let you offer some closing words, and then we're going to go ahead and close out.
Well, my closing words is I certainly endorse everything that Pastor Ken has said, and my parting words are found in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, where the writer says, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Yeah.
Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight.
Amen.
And if the key to our lives is found up in our relationship with God. And so the central point, I mean, all of the P's that Ken has put together really find their center point in a relationship with God.
Right.
And that is key to find. That is key to being a fulfilled, not just a senior, but a fulfilled senior. Knowing that whatever it is that you are doing, it is in accordance with God's will for your life, and you are making every effort to know what that will is through your prayer life. And
Amen.
My remarks.
Amen.
Thank you so much for that, and I'm just going to just take a moment to applaud my wonderful, wonderful panelists here, and I so appreciate all of you. I really do, and I know that certainly do believe that many have been inspired and encouraged that who have had an opportunity to listen this evening, and many more will be as they continue to listen. And of course, if you did hear the show, if you heard it a little bit late, no worries, you will be able to go back, and I would certainly suggest that you do that and listen to the show in its entirety, because they have really shared a lot of what I like to call gems, wonderful gems that you can certainly take a hold of and continue to be encouraged by, okay? And again, thanks again, everyone, for listening. Those of you that send us messages, call us, thank you so much. If this was your first time, I certainly thank you. And, of course, our loyal listeners, I am so excited that you continue to listen show after show. I certainly do believe that when you tune in each week. We're so glad to have you all part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. And remember, if you have a topic or a question that you would like to hear, please certainly, you know, let us know, and we'll see what we can do about making that happen. Remember the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated, okay? That comes from Matthew 7 and 12. And we appreciate it when you tell your friends and family about our show, invite them to listen. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And we know we can only do this with your help, one person time, okay? Never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3 and 3. And as I remind you each week, please be intentional about initiating an act of kindness this week. And although I know that you can really initiate an act of kindness at least once per day, okay? Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk again next week. And certainly, you know, continue to think about ways. You've heard so many ways of being able to finish strong, and that's for every age. So they have planted seeds, even though the topic we said was mainly seniors, but this information really applies to everyone, okay? Again, thank you so much for listening. Take care. God bless.
There is a lot of uncertainty going on in our world today, but
in this race that we run, you gotta have endurance, 'cause it's a marathon. I was born, shown up to win, in pursuit with faith until the end. I'm going to have a
strong finish,
because I have
strong faith.
I'm going to have a
strong finish.
I have
strong faith.
I'm going to.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.